Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. You know, 2016, we have an NFL draft coming up. Yeah, I said NFL draft. There's a lot of great talent out there. And right now, I have a fantastic standout defensive back playing for the Boston College Eagles. And with that, I'm not going to quite give him up at this moment, but I can tell you this much. With the Eagles, who are going to have an outstanding year, they're going to miss this guy. And with that, the 2000 UFA for Tyler Murphy. I'm sure you've heard of Tyler Murphy, right? He's on the Steelers practice squad. Okay, maybe you don't know. But if you, just in case you don't know, this guy is an option quarterback. But on the other side of the ball, welcome the one, the only, Justin Simmons. Welcome, Justin, to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure to have you. And I can only imagine what's going through your head right now in regards to where your seating is in the 2016 NFL draft. As I stand here and look at not only the statistics you put together, but man, your film is just something to be contented with. If you haven't looked him up, everybody, you can find him on YouTube. You can find him on Twitter. You can find him relatively anywhere. So I can only imagine what your thoughts are in regards to where you may land in the 2016 NFL draft. Where do you think you're going to be?
Yeah, no, it's, it's all pretty crazy at this point in time. You know, had you told me 3 years ago that I'd have the opportunity that I have today, you know, I probably wouldn't have believed you. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm very blessed to have this opportunity. Where do I think I'll end up? you know, I hate to give the cliche answer, but I really have no idea. At this point of the draft process, you know, I'm just really honed in on training, working on certain skills and certain other requirements heading into this draft. And then, you know, when it's all said and done, hopefully one team, you know, really likes what they see and decides to pick me up.
Well, I can tell you this much. There's a lot of teams that could use your physique, your play style, how physical you are off the ball. I've seen you lay some hits that would just kind of make me cringe a little bit. I'll be honest with you. And climbing the ranks from freshman to sophomore to junior and senior, you've basically gone from relatively nothing in that regard to now an NFL prospect with 229 total tackles, 64 assists, 165 were solo, and your best years are actually ahead of you. What's interesting to all of this is that it doesn't begin to tell the story of you off the field. So if an NFL team was to put you in an examination room and pick you apart, what are they going to find in regards to why they should draft you instead of the next guy?
Well, that's a great question. And I think I think the best answer that I could give to that question is, you know, I'm a guy that what happens on the field, you know, I consider myself an even better person off the field. You know, on the field, obviously, you know, you like to go out there, compete, you know, work hard, strive for your goals. Off the field, I'm into my faith a lot, and I just kind of picked that up in the beginning of my college career, kind of towards the end of my high school career. You know, I'm into my faith really, really much, and I take that very seriously. And you know, I just consider myself to be someone that none of the coaching staff, any of the managers or anything like that, anyone in the institution would have to worry about me off the field or what I'm doing or what I would have to get myself into. You know, I'm always a guy that that keeps a level head and keeps everything and his personal life in check. And so I think that's one of the things that I can bring not only to the team, but, you know, even to the whole fan base and the whole organization in general. You know, I think that's something positive that I can bring to the table.
Well, there are a lot of things to be said. I don't know if you've seen that wild card matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, how could you not? that game was a complete debacle and breakdown in regards to how you can conduct yourself on an NFL field, as well as what have they been doing off the field? You know, have they been consistent in relation to how they're supposed to act? You know, does it consider this? You have an on-field personality, everybody loves you, but that's how you do it on the field. Off the field should be reflecting of what you do on the field, how you are in the community, who you are to your peers, and basically where you see yourself. And of course, Burfict being the, for lack of a better term, the pin the tail on the donkey, because he couldn't control his mouth. He couldn't control his physicality. Great player. I mean, he's definitely has a lot of potential, but he timed it completely wrong and did what he shouldn't be doing on the field. I can't even imagine what's going on off the field. But with you, in relation to that, faith will build, just like your NFL skills, just like your mindset, your projection. At least as I see it, you're more than likely going to go anywhere between the third and fourth round. The reason why I say that is you know what it takes to get the job done on the field. Again, this is a 2016 NFL draft. There are a ton of guys, Division II, Division III guys, and even Division I, which is your first pick of the litter, if you will, in relation to who you draft, when you draft, and how much of them do you draft. Do you give a D2 guy a shot? Maybe. D2 guys over a D1 guy, most of the time they'll take the D1. The D2s end up UFA. So in 2016, when you get into that NFL locker room, you're going to be faced with a whole different set of circumstances before you. I mean, look at it like this. There are so many guys out there wanting to take your job. What would you do from a physical standpoint, workout methodology, your mindset? What would you do to help ensure that you were not overlooked?
Oh, of course. I mean, and that's something, you know, obviously the NFL caliber of it will be totally different because, you know, it is your job and that is, you know, what you wake up to do, every morning. And so with that being said, obviously you would have to put a lot of time and effort into that. And so, you know, I wouldn't do anything different, that I have been doing, I think the past few years, cause I've seen a lot of growth and the process that, you know, that I've learned and that I've done. And, the only thing that's different is probably amp it up even more because, you know, now going into NFL, you know, I wouldn't have to worry, you know, about school. I wouldn't have to worry about, you know, other things that have kind of taken my time away from the game while I've been in college. Whereas in, you know, the NFL, that is my job. That is what I'm getting paid. So, you know, things in nature of just, you know, studying film more, you know, going up to the defensive coordinator and asking, you know, a few questions about certain coverages and certain checks that I might have to back in the safety position. Being a part of, you know, the veterans on the team, Dwayne's about, you know, like, you know, what are things that they had to go through to hopefully get some good advice in that area. You know, just things in that nature, you know, just really being involved, really being around, making sure that my and everyone on the team knows that, you know, I'm here to work hard and definitely contribute to the team.
Well, you've contributed so much. There are a lot of players that have came before you who were picked up. Offensive tackle Ian Silverman, sixth round, 190th overall to the 49ers. OC Andy Gallick, sixth round, 2008. Defensive end Brian Mahalik. There's a lot of fantastic talent. It always comes out of Boston because they know what they're looking for. They know the guys they want to start. And there's a couple other guys that you're going to end up going in to the NFL draft with, possibly Konyer Wujak, if I said that correctly, defensive tackle, and Steven Daniels, who's also a senior. There's a lot of great talent there. I'll be perfectly straight up with you. When you're landing in the third or fourth round, these guys get picked ahead of you. What do you believe your mindset may be at that point?
Well, at first, I'm going to be nothing but excited for those guys. I mean, We've been together ever since my freshman year, obviously, and it's, you know, all the hard work and all the effort that has been put to our football career over the years, and especially going into our senior season, and to have the accolades that they had senior year, I'm going to be ecstatic for them. And then, of course, you know, there's that competitive side of me that, you know, does happen, you know, wherever I end up going, you know, it's just motivation to put myself even harder to, you know, let people know that I'm not as well. And so, before all that goes into the celebration phase and making sure that, you know, I go.
Well, wherever you go, there's going to be a lot of teams who are in need of a defensive back such as yourself. And I know that your diversity in the defensive backfield definitely varies everywhere from maybe some corner, maybe some safety. Where do you see yourself actually being drafted as and possibly being utilized in the NFL for?
I think most getting looked at for us. Position. I played a year at corner. You know, due to some injuries on the defensive side of the ball, and you know, I think the versatility helps. What scouts are looking for first, though, is that versatility, though, that playing corner helps a lot. So that changes things a good bit as well. So not only can I play the safety position, and maybe I'm not as quick or as fast as most teams would want for the first spot. They want me to a nickel position. So you know, there's a lot of flexibility with that. And, you know, maybe there are some teams that can take me at corner, you know, after all is said and done, like your pro day and things like that. So, yeah, but I think first and foremost,
I have seen some film of a lot of DBs, and they get lost in coverage. And you seem to have a knack to not get lost in the shuffle, even if it's a, you know, if it's a jet sweep or wherever it is on the field. You seem to find a way to the ball carrier, to either the guy who's catching it or to stop this very deep run because of lack of pass coverage. Maybe the other guy, you know, opposite of you didn't do his job, but you seem to find a way to get the guy down, and you tackle really well. What do you attribute to that type of dynamic?
Coach Brad and the coaching staff there. I mean, going back to my sophomore, I really wasn't as far as reading pages and actually and studying the film. So I can make a constant tendency to the other team. And even more so with my tackling. I mean, my tackling offered me just atrocious. And you know, heading into my junior season, that coach staff about, talked to the coordinator about, and those are the two major key things I was told I have to fix in order to have a shot. Defensively for the team, and so all that's, you know, for the coaching work that we've all put in during the past 2.5, 2 years together.
Well, it takes time to get to know your coworkers. That's really what they are. Beyond that, you have to formulate your best possible defensive stand when you're called out. Maybe in the nickel, for example, and you know where you're supposed to be. I see other DBs get lost in like translation, and I know it takes a lot of work to keep yourself disciplined enough to not bite at the pump fake, and I've seen guys do that. You don't necessarily have that issue. You know, there are times where I've seen you eyeball the quarterback, and it's almost as if you're reading it to the T. That's what a defender is. That's what a defender is supposed to do, is recognize all those dynamics. You so far have done a fantastic job. I see you moving forward in the NFL draft this year as being, again, a third or fourth round guy who can make an impact in an NFL locker room, you're going to get hit with some adversities, though. You're talking NFL. It's not like an NCAA. You know, these guys have been there for a while. They're not wanting their position to be taken. How do you believe you're going to outshine to make sure that you get, maybe second team, or maybe land on the special teams? Because, again, there's a lot of competition. How do you see yourself fitting?
Oh, I mean, one thing I 100% have to give full credit for is staff really coming to Austin College 3 years ago when they first introduced the team was actually how to compete and being competitive. And we talk about competitive excellence at Boston College. And so that's all I know how to do now on the field. I realize that there's other guys on the team that have been for a while don't want their to keep their position, to keep their as a younger guy, I have to make the older guys, if they outwork myself, then they position. But I can see myself a very competitive guy, I've always been the underdog, I've always been over, just gives me the most work harder. So I'm never shy away from the fact that that's how I'm viewed. So with all that, just really looking forward to having my shot and being able to go out there and compete. And that's really all you can ask for. Once you're given the opportunity to go out to whichever team you can, to go out there and compete, it's up to you to get the job done. So we'll have to see when that time comes.
Well, I can tell you that the time will come a lot sooner than you think. By the time the NFL draft comes, you are, I will be watching the NFL draft, because I want to see all these guys who have put so much hard work and effort and emphasis and desire and passion into what they do translate, not only through the NFL draft, but into an NFL locker room and translate onto the field. There are a lot of players, again, who have those off-field issues, off-field problems. And I don't believe that you're going to have any of that. I think the only challenge you're going to have is to make sure that you get seen. Sometimes teams are saturated with talent. And when they're saturated with talent, they don't necessarily see the next guy. They see the ones that they've been looking at. Case in point, Brandon Boykin. Brandon Boykin wasn't started by the Steelers, even though he was acquired for a fifth-round draft pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. And now he's in the rotation. Nickel rotation, he's in a cover two rotation, and so far he's proven himself to not only be a part of the Steelers secondary, but that without him, pass coverage is relatively bad, and that's just the straight truth of it. How do you believe you're going to be able to protect the pass in whatever formation, as you have done at Boston?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I think that goes into your preparation for the game. No matter what scenario comes up as a safety, as one of the leaders of the defense, to adjust and set people up in the right, and make sure that you get your job done. And like I said, you'll have so much more time, obviously, to prepare for that, being that is what you're waking up to do. You have nothing else to do than to prepare for types of plays or those types of formations and things of that nature. So not only do I think I bring the physical aspects of myself, I also think I like to, for a true student of the game, and that, maybe I don't pick it up right, but you can definitely count on me to go through numerous times of against that question to make sure that I'm involved, and just so I can get that job done. Because the major thing is that you can count on self.
Definitely. You sound like you have not only the tenacity, but you have the assurity putting your faith first to know that God will guide you there. And I don't believe there's a lot of players out there that have that mentality. It's me, 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 and I'm going to get me where I need to go to. So it's almost an explicit usage or over explicit usage of a me mentality, whereas you're not relying on that necessarily, but you're using your talents that the Lord has given you in order for you to get to where you want to go. You have to have a morality. Some people have spirituality. Some people practice Zen. Some people believe in Buddha. You know, everybody has their own feels about religion and how that applies to them and what can make them better. I wish you the best, Justin. I can only imagine what it's going to be like for you at a spiritual level to be called at the NFL draft to a point where you're going to give God his praise and and other players are going to say, you know, praise Buddha, and everybody's going to have their own, you know, feelings about it. But when you wear that jersey or the hat by an NFL team, you'll be realizing that your dreams have now become a reality. How do you think that's going to hit you and maybe even your family when your name is called?
Man, I can't put it in words. I'm going to sit here and, you know, be asked, you know, how that would feel. I can, you know, fathom that at this point. And now I realize that, you know, that actually can be a reality that's coming up. You know, that it's a very humbling experience. Like you said earlier, I have everyone to thank, and especially, God for just me, the strength, the wisdom, perseverance to fight the good fight and to just keep battling through, tough times because, there were definitely times in the road where things weren't looking great and all you could do was just put your head down and just keep swimming away. And so, I'm really looking forward. I'm just trying to enjoy the process now. I'm just really looking forward to, to when the draft comes in April and, what's meant to be will happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Justin, thank you so much, man, for taking your time out to talk to me today. And if there's anything else I can do for you, let me know. And definitely wish you the best in the 2016 NFL Draft.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for all the exposure and taking the time out of your evening to speak with me. So I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Rudy Rudog Reyes with Justin Simmons of Boston College. I look for him to go in third or fourth round and pay special close attention to where he may go because I could be wrong. It could be up or it could be down. So with that, this has been the RudeDogShow.com.